BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@biztv.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples has the hottest tech gifts this holiday. Laptops, tablets, monitors, and printers.
At the lowest prices guaranteed.
And you can't get lower than the lowest with Staples Price Match Guarantee.
So everyone on your list gets more than they dreamed, and you save more than you imagined.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
In-store only, limitations apply. See a store associate for details.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Goldhawk. Welcome to Think Realty Radio. And the power play, of course, and you know my good buddy, Greg Rand.
What's up, Abhi?
Welcome, man. It's always fun having you on the power play. It's just one of those things, I would say, like, don't get me wrong, I love interviewing all the amazing guests that we have for Think Realty Radio, but power play is one of my favorites.
You can say it. You can say it.
Power play is one of my favorites. I'm just going to say, you know, it's so much fun really digging into some of these strategies. And then, of course, today we're going to talk about smart people saying dumb things, housing data out very recently here, and where all the graphics and all the visual aids are pointing to a downward trend, which is always kind of funny to me. You have major media lighting their hair on fire with everything, housing and markets. So I want to talk about that. And we will get into some listener questions as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun today. But to give our listeners a little 1-2 on who you are, what you do at Own America.
Sure. I'm a real estate junkie, have been my whole life. Own America is a website dedicated to real estate investment. The twist that we put on it always have is that it's really more of an accumulation play. We're not flippers. I wouldn't know how to do that if I tried, and I wouldn't really want to. I don't care so much about that. You're good at that, which makes us kind of ham and eggs here. We can cover both sides, but I'm about empire. I've always loved single family homes as the kind of core instrument through which you buy pieces of the country. That's why we named the company Own America, right? Because I think that's what the experience is. It's not Investorama, right? That's underplaying it.
That's right.
In fact, somebody asked me recently how we came up with the name. And it was kind of a fun story. I'll give it to you real quick. Mm. I was always fascinated by Yahoo, the brand that for a lot of young people today, it's kind of became a goof. It's become a goof. It got so beat by Google. But back in the 90s, man, it was a beast. And it was the first big search engine. And the competitors that it was beating were things like InfoSeek. And the big browsers of the day were like Netscape and Internet Explorer, which is, of course, still around. Everybody's brands were technologically oriented. InfoSeek, right? What are you doing? You're seeking info. And Yahoo came along, and what struck me about their brand was that, you know, surfing the web was the term, right? And they were focused on surfing instead of the web, right? So they said Yahoo. Yahoo is the sound that you involuntarily, the gasp that you make when something really fun is happening, right?
That's right.
And so they blew away everybody else. And I know it was because of their brains and their tech and everything else, but I always thought the branding was better than anything I've seen before and since. And so when it came time to name this company, when we founded it a little more than 9 years ago, we had a branding company talking about realometry and things like that. And I was like, no, that's not it. What's the experience, right? What's the equivalent of Yahoo for surfing the web? And for me, it was Owning America. Mm. And so that URL amazingly was available for $12. and so that's it. So that's what I'm all about. And we work with the biggest professional and institutional investors in the world. on our platform who buy large volumes of single family rentals. But this show and this relationship with Think Realty in a lot of ways is me getting back to where I kind of always wanted to be, which is with small investors, because of how much this means to them. If they accumulate one rental house, right? Forget about five, forget about 20. What that does, depending on who they are, for anybody who accumulates a couple of houses and pays them off, it changes everything for them when they retire. It changes everything for their kids. And so my mission here is to get the person who's thinking about buying one to do it responsibly, and then to go set a goal for how long it's going to take for them to get five. And then on from there, right? Make your way to 50 if you can, because then literally your great-grandkids have a portrait of you over the mantle because you're the one who did it for everybody, you know?
And you're the one that secured that legacy. What does – when you first started investing in real estate and becoming part of the single-family rental space, what was your why? I don't think I've ever asked you that. What was your why?
Because there was no brands in this country to serve investors. I believed that the housing crisis – was being overblown, and I can prove that it was. It's happening again. I knew there was going to be an investment boom. I knew enough people back then were going to keep their heads and realize that this is housing. So when something this valuable gets discounted because of isolated circumstances like happened 10, 12 years ago, there was going to be an investment boom. And there was no real estate company, there was no real estate website that existed in the country that actually was only about that. People buying property, single-family homes as rentals or for rentals. And so the why was really that those people deserve to have somebody placing them at the center of the universe. Like I'm frustrated to this day that I can't go to any of the big national real estate companies, you name it, Keller Williams, Coldwell Banker, you name it. Go to Zillow and Trulia. Try to find me the big menu item for investors. You're not going to find it. They're all about home buyers who are going to live there. And so the entire industry that works so hard to give great service and build great technology and have great branch offices on every main street in America, none of them give a darn about the people that I care about, your listeners, the people that you care about. So the why was, let's build a brand and a company and all the services for those people because they deserve it. And by the way, since nobody's ever shown them any love, they're really going to respond well to us showing them some love.
That's fair. Zillow talked a little bit about this recession or this idea of a recession hitting by early 2020. I'm sure you know a little bit about this article, and I'm excited to hear your thoughts on it. Zillow saying recession 2020. When will the next U.S. recession begin? They took a poll, and essentially it says 73% of the folks think that by the end of the decade, we're going to hit a recession. What do you think about that? Do you agree? Disagree?
Well, I don't. You go deeply into their survey, and it was less than half of the people actually thought there was going to be a recession in 2020. And so for whatever reason, and I'm not going to speculate on what that might be, there are a lot of people who want to believe that what goes up must come down, that want to believe that now the 10 years has gone by since the housing crisis, we have another housing crisis to come, and they misread the stats. And some of them, and I'm not putting Zillow in this category at all, but there are some people, like, for example, you know, the reason why we have this segment called Smart People Saying Dumb Things About Real Estate is that it happens all the time. And so the story that came out this week was the Case-Shiller Index, which is an index that people jump on that gives you an indication of where the market's going. The Case-Shiller Index got famous by calling the housing crisis and then riding the housing crisis down like a rented mule, right? They just pounded on it, pounded on it. They developed their index to highlight the volatility on the negative side. So, for example, today, headline or yesterday headline, Case-Shiller confirms cooling housing market. Mm-hmm. And when you go into the article, it talks all about how today's behavior, because of mortgage rates going down and because of all these other factors, are showing a cooling of the housing market. And I want to instead of going too much into the weeds, because you know I could go all day on this subject, there's one thing about this that just tries, it kind of illustrates for people what BS these stories are based on. I could find you four things in the story and in the analysis that I consider to be junk analysis. But one of them that I love is it talks about the mortgage rates going up in September and how the Case-Shiller Index for September reflects that the mortgage rates went up. But here's the problem. The Case-Shiller Index for September reflects home sales that closed in August or July, because that's how long it takes for those deeds to get recorded. That's how long it takes for the data to make its way to Case-Shiller for their index. So it's closings from July, August, which reflects buyer activity from May and June. Has nothing to do with mortgage rates in September.
You know what?
Does
you're
going
to have to hold that thought. We got to go to break. Absolutely.
I hear the music.
Yeah, the music's here. That means we got to go to break and go pay some bills. So I'll tell you what. Hang on for a second. We'll be right back talking about Case-Shiller and what that means in a sec. Stay with us.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage them. Narada Real Estate Investments saves you time by providing you with professionally managed income properties in the best U.S. markets. Learn more at PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and download your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com.
This is Tammy, the Lady Boss of Real Estate. The Capital City Real Estate Investor Alliance community is focused on the personal growth and business success of all real estate entrepreneurs. CCREA's tribal culture of extraordinary diverse professionals create real world, real life, real estate, wealth, freedom, and financial independence. Home of the best speed networking, education, and the hottest deals. Check us out at CapitalCityREIA.com. I'd love to connect with you, and until then, here's to your extraordinary success.
Are you ready to become a smarter investor and start generating passive monthly income by investing in tax liens and distressed real estate properties? Then you're ready for the PIP Group, a fully passive turnkey service provider offering investment opportunities in tax liens, deeds, fix and flips, foreclosures, and more. Go to PIPGroup.com now to get the education you need to be a profitable investor. The PIP Group, the experts in tax liens and distressed real estate investments. ThePIPGroup.com.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient to most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, "I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
All right, we're back from break. It's your host, Abhi Golhar, my co-guest. I would say co-guest, maybe not co-guest, because that means I'm also a guest, but I'm also hosting the show. So co-host, there
just
we go.
Just best friend.
Best friend, right? Best friend, right here on Think Realty Radio's Power Play segment. My good buddy, Greg Rand, CEO of Own America. Greg, before the break, I had to cut you off. We need to go pay some bills. Now we're back. We're talking about Case Shiller and some of the breakdown of numbers. Summarize that for me. Take the mic. Hit me with it.
Sure. Okay. So in a nutshell, there is a motivation to call the numbers as negatively as possible. And when you go through these stories, you find that they twist themselves into knots to come up with negativity when it may not be there. And in this case, it's not there. The housing market is cooling off. The same people who are saying that now, I mean, the image on the story I'm looking at is a sharply downward arrow in a bar chart, okay? Like a meltdown chart, right?
Right. So because that's what it always is. That's what happens. Like, hey,
I like pointing out things you can look at and say, gee, if there are that many holes in the story, like when Zillow had their recession in 2020 survey, if you read the survey, you found that less than half of the people surveyed, the economists, actually thought that was the case. So I don't know how you survey 100 people, 40 of them say there's going to be a recession, and then say economists agree, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how you say that because mortgage rates went up in September, which is what Case Shiller's saying, because mortgage rates went up in September, that reflects negative numbers in September, which aren't negative, they're just rising slower than they were. But the numbers in September that Case Shiller runs on is based upon real estate transactions that were negotiated in May and June. So the consumer behavior in May and June is reflected in Case Shiller in September, not the mortgage rates going up in September. It's like impossible. People didn't find out about it until it was long after they did their deal and closed the transaction to buy the property. So they're gaming their own stats to spin things negative. You see things, and you're like, we laughed a couple of weeks ago about this idea that was actually somebody on TV talking about the slowdown in home prices, again, showing a downward trajectory. But all that's happening is they were up 6% last year at this time, and they're only up 5.5% this time. And the same people who are calling that the beginnings of a free fall are the same people who 5, 6, 8 months ago were talking about how the market's too hot and how that's bad. The market's too hot. Prices are going up too high. That's bad. Oh, the market's cooling off. Well, that's bad. So you can't have it both ways. They try to have it both ways. I'm trying to be a voice of reason, not because I want people to just have rose-colored glasses, but because I believe that when it's appropriate to be optimistic, then it's correct to be optimistic. And it's not appropriate to be pessimistic about housing right now. It's a really, really good, healthy market. It's driven by consumer confidence, which is high. It's driven by good job security and low unemployment, which are both very strong. And it's housing in America. And I don't think anybody would argue that America's in demand. Right? Last time I checked, everybody's fighting over how to keep people out, how to let them in. I mean, the politics is all geared around fighting about people coming into the country. But one thing you can't deny is everyone wants to come into this country.
That's right.
And when they get here, they want to live under roofs. They want to live in houses with their family. And so it's just an incredibly bulletproof asset class that people who make their bones analyzing Wall Street, which is a volatile mess, try to apply a Wall Street mentality to analyzing housing stats. And I think they make fools of themselves.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I was reading a little bit about I think we're looking at the same article here, and it's David Blitzer, Managing Director and Chairman of the Index Committee, the S&P Dow Jones Indices. He also said, quote, sales of existing homes are down 9.3% from the peak. Housing stats are down 8.7% from November of last year. Okay, but I mean, we're still rising, like just not as quickly.
Yeah, sales of existing – well, let's break that down. Sales of existing homes are down 9.3% from the peak.
Right.
So that means a year ago, it was the highest home sales. Nothing about that reflects home prices. The people who care about that number are people who get paid to sell houses. That's the number of homes that sell. Nothing to do with the prices. Housing starts are down 8.7. That sounds bad. Well, that's people who build homes. Okay? It has nothing to do with people that own them and people that are buying them as investments. So there are 20 different stats you can seize upon. They pick two that sound the worst, and they know that people are going to misunderstand when they throw these numbers around that they're talking about home sales, new home building, and the home prices, by the way, are up 5.5%, which is higher than the national average, has been historically, probably a little bit too high still, but they just don't understand it. So here's, people ask why, and sometimes I vacillate. Why does the media do this? Is it because if it bleeds, it leads? Is it because they back a different horse in the political race, and so some people want the news to be bad no matter what's happening? You know what I think it's actually because? I think it's because they have no idea what they're talking about. I think it's just simple, smart people saying dumb things, because that happens, and it happens a lot in housing. So I'm going to give them the benefit of being honest and just a little dopey.
That's such a good way to put it. It's really good point that you make, too. In the same report, prices increased 5.5% annually in September, down from 5.7% in August. Okay. So you're telling me that there's a 0.2% differential, but we're still increasing? Like, great. Thanks.
Yeah, it's fine. And by the way, one last thing that we can move on to the callers. This is based upon a 10-city index. So this whole thing is based upon data in Atlanta, Charlotte, Cleveland, Dallas, Detroit, Minneapolis, Phoenix, Portland, Seattle, and Tampa. So my question is, what if you live in Iowa? How does this apply to you? Okay? They've got a different index. It's Boston, Chicago, Denver, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Miami. In other words, they're taking a small set. Like statisticians would tell you that extrapolating things from 10 cities to the national market is junk statistics.
Right.
Like they would tell you that. In Stats 101 in college or in high school, they would tell you you have to have a sample set that covers the entire thing.
That's
if you're
right.
going to try to use the data to extrapolate the entire thing. And they don't. And so it makes me mad because I want remember we had a conversation a couple of weeks back about how whether I was trying to figure out whether I actually wanted to pick a fight with people who buy ink by the barrel. I feel like I might have done that.
I agree. In stats class, right, you want N, your sample size N, to be as high as possible so you get the best, whether, I mean, you could be looking at standard deviations, you could be, I mean, whatever you're looking at.
Listen to you, man, wow.
I mean, I'm just saying, right, you got one standard deviation, you got the entire bell curve, two standard deviations, and blah, but you want a good sample size, right? Come on.
So 10 cities isn't telling me anything. And here's the punchline. This is an asset class that is made for everybody, meaning it's not a Wall Street thing. We're giving people on our website the best data that the biggest investors in the world have. We give it away for free because we really believe that you need to know this stuff for yourself. You'll be led astray every single day by the media on the subject of the housing market. They have no idea what's going on. You'll be led astray by people in the real estate business because they're really about selling you a home to live in, don't really know that much about real estate investing. And you'll get led astray if you go to a seminar about getting rich quick in real estate. Just give me $10,000 for my coaching program and you can get rich. There's a lot of people giving the wrong advice. So here's my advice. Learn it for yourself. Trust people to help you learn, not to give you the end advice, but let this be something that you internalize as an investor so that you're using your own creativity, your own intuition, your own experience, your own mastery of the tools and the data. Because once you own this, you own it, meaning that the knowledge, and then your kids are going to know it too, and everybody down the line. So learn it for yourself, do the homework, you know, be in this.
We have maybe about 15, 20 seconds. What indicators are you looking at to determine whether or not a local housing market is on an upward trend or downward trend?
I can't do that. I can't clear my throat in 15 seconds. You know that.
Hey, man, give it a shot. Now you have 10 seconds.
Price appreciation over the last 20 years, above or below the national average. I'll tell you more about it afterwards.
All right. So you have the music down and everything. You might as well just do my show for me. How about that? All right. Think Realty Nation. Check out ownamerica.com. Get data that you need to make solid decisions about your real estate investing strategies. And then head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask us questions so we can answer them right here on the Power Play. Stay with us. We're coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
you like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizBot is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Listen on the go. Download the BizTalk Radio app. Available on iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. BizTalk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, we're back. I'm your host, Abhi Golhar, my guest and co-host for the Power Play, Greg Grant. He actually asked me to call him his best friend, which probably is. All right, let's get back to it. We just finished debating and talking a little bit about some of the market news coming out of the Case-Shiller Index and this 10-city composite, which we can, like you said, Greg, we can banter on about for days, which I think is always funny. But let's get to some listener questions. Always fun answering some good listener questions. Number one coming from Patrick from Iowa. Hey, guys, I want to quit my full-time job to invest in real estate full-time instead. I've saved up to be able to do some all-cash purchases, but I would prefer to finance properties with mortgages. However, I'm worried that I won't be able to qualify for financing if I don't have a full-time job. How do full-time real estate investors who are just starting out qualify for traditional mortgages if they don't have a job? In my case, could I use my saved capital, cash, and resources to somehow reassure these lenders that I have the resources required to service the mortgage?
Okay, probably not. So the last part, mortgages are going to qualify on income. So here's what I would say. First of all, if you've got cash and you have a job, my first question, we got to start getting these live because I'd love to know from Patrick in Iowa. I was just talking about Iowa, right? In the last segment, we talked about Iowa as being, you know, not represented by the Case-Shiller Index. So I like Iowa as a market. And he said, if he's got a full-time job and he's got a lot of cash that he could actually buy all cash, my first inclination would be to say, look, get the mortgages while you're employed. So take whatever cash you have. If you can put down 35 or 33% down payments or 40% down payments, buy as many properties as you're capable of that are going to be rented immediately or that are already rentals. That's a key point, because the mortgage you can get from the local mortgage company that are out there everywhere, that are backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, that are the lowest rates out there, they will count most of the income from the property as qualifying income for the mortgage. If the income has been seasoned for at least 2 years, meaning you can't buy a vacant house and rent it out and then count the lease. It's got to have a 2-year lease history to count that income. So here's what I would do. Buy the properties, as many as you can, while you still have the employment, because no place on the mortgage application does it say that you have to attest to the fact that you're going to stay in this job.
That's right.
It's not bank fraud to buy the property with your income and then leave your job. That's not bank fraud. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? So use the income from the job to qualify, maybe stay longer to save more money, and then get those properties in occupied condition as rentals if you can up front, because then going forward, if you can always buy properties that are occupied and performing, you can use the rental income as the qualifying income for that mortgage. So I love the question. I love the fact that he's so anxious to get out of the gig so he can do this full time. But my big question would be, how'd you save the money for these cash purchases? If it was the job, maybe you hang in there for another year or two if you can stand it in order to accumulate the basis for your portfolio. Get 6 houses, 8 houses, 10 houses under your belt. Now you have a base of income from those houses upon which to live and to qualify for the next mortgage.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a little misguided to say, hey, I just want to quit everything that I'm doing to go invest in real estate. Quite frankly, I think that's a bad idea, right? You go more into a cash flow negative position, and like you said, you won't be able to qualify for traditional financing. And if you don't have the history of doing deals, which in this case Patrick doesn't, then either you find somebody to partner with, or you're going to be stuck paying hard money lender rates, and that's really expensive. And you won't necessarily be able to build a good relationship with your community bank as well. So keep your job for a little bit longer. Build up the cash. Build up some reserves for the properties just in case, because if this is your first time investing, your first time owning rentals, then you need a little bit of that slush fund to dip into in worst case scenario. And you need to know that, hey, if I need to move into the property to make ends meet because my job is giving me that cash flow right now because I'm screwing up on this deal, you have a little bit of wiggle room. If you don't have a job, guess what happens? You take away your wiggle room, and your potential for failure increases.
Yeah, listen, the guy obviously wants to get into this full time. I think that's awesome. I think a segue makes a ton of sense.
Totally.
But you know what? You asked me before the break about one thing that I would look at in a market that makes it a good investment, and I stumbled because it isn't just one thing, but you can kind of boil it down to one thing. Patrick is from Iowa. Now, it wouldn't shock me if Patrick felt like he wanted to go invest in Vegas or in Phoenix or in Atlanta or in South Florida. But it also wouldn't surprise me if he was wise enough to realize that Iowa is perfect for this. Okay, Iowa, the home prices are really modest. The rents are higher in order to produce what is a really, really strong yield. And Iowa is bedrock. You know, a lot of people get drawn into the places that are the most volatile, right? The places that have a lot of the heat on them. And they ignore the places that are considered to be, quote unquote, more boring, right? Like Iowa's boring. People goof on Iowa. Oh, Iowa's boring. Iowa is sexy as can be when it comes to long-term real estate investing because it's so stable. It's bedrock. And so I wanted to throw that out there because the thing that makes a real estate investment good, the one thing is the market desirable for people to live? And what goes into that is, why do they live there now? How did they end up there? If they were born there, why did they stay? If people have come in from someplace else, why did they come there? Are they planning on staying? When you can see really, really stable population trends, and Iowa's got them, right? I don't know what city he's from, but Davenport, the Quad Cities, all those places are such bedrock that's it. If you can find a place that has unshakable population, doesn't have to be rocket ship population growth. That's always cool, but what's also cool is being near where you invest. And so if you lived in Tampa where there's more of a rocket ship appreciation going on, great. But if you live in Iowa, maybe stay close to home because, man, it's just, if you do it right and you do it patiently and long term, it is so hard to lose in real estate investing in a place like that.
Completely agreed. Whenever I go back and visit my folks in Kalamazoo, Michigan, besides the funky name, Kalamazoo actually has a tremendous opportunity as well. You know, take a look at the universities that are there. In Western Michigan, you got Kate College. You have a lot of good industry that's in the area, and nobody really talks about it. I mean, it's awesome, though. Like, there's so many folks that want to live in the city, great school districts. That's what you're looking for. And you're not going to find it if you go out to the East Coast or West Coast in some of these really expensive cities because, quite frankly, you might find a good school district. You might find everything else that you're looking for, but the price point for a long-term rental, it isn't worth it. So we got to go to break. Greg, I know that generally when you connect with investors, whenever you travel and you keynote and you speak around the country, there are generally a couple of good tips of advice that you have for these folks regarding either a framework on how to get started, just like a Patrick from Iowa. What's like your top one or two tips of advice as we're going into break here that you can offer some of our listeners that are thinking, well, geez, you know, I'm kind of like Patrick, right? I'm saving up a little bit for a potential real estate rental investment down the road. What can I do differently? What can I do to get started?
I think that the main thing is to go into this thing with a really long-term view. Don't be hasty. Don't necessarily just jump into the whole, I got to flip houses. I got to find me a junker or foreclosure and flip it. Don't get seduced by that. This is not an asset class that inclines itself well to short-term thinking. It really inclines itself well to long-term thinking. So think of it in terms of, I'm going to have kids someday, or I have kids, and what can I do for them that might take 20 years before it actually matures and creates the outcome that I'm looking for. I'm X number of years old. I want to retire at Y number of years, and so I have Z number of years left. Do things in terms of long-term thinking, and it just slows things down a bit and helps you make smarter decisions.
And I really like what you keep saying. Give your properties an objective and a purpose, right? The first one's going to be a slush fund for my new car. The second one's going to be for my kids' college education and tuition. Right. The third one's going to be for a little wedding fund. Do that, and it becomes more purposeful, and you're a lot more mindful with your investing. We got to go to break. More with Greg Grant from Own America. When we come back, right here on the Power Play. Stay tuned.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game. Real estate investors, first timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty. Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
In today's changing real estate industry, the most successful investors combine the best real estate techniques with the best note techniques. Hello, I'm Kevin Shortell, and I provide real solutions to note investors. I've helped many investors, such as Equity First Funding, Bright Path Notes, and the Note Pro team, build and grow, and I can help you too. I offer personal consulting to 3-day trainings. To learn more, go to kevinshortell.com. That's KevinShortell.com, and join my mailing list. And also listen to the Kevin Shortell podcast on iTunes.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Head ball coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. Last 10 minutes of Think Realty Radio, offering you some of the best real estate investing strategies and ideas that you can take home, snuggle with, and just execute on. My good friend Greg Grant, CEO of Own America, is on the air with me, and we have a little segment called the Power Play, which is always fun for us to do, this 1 hour every single week, where we dive into what's going on, what's not going on, and how it can benefit you. And I would say part of the favorite, like my favorite part of the Power Play, Greg, for me is answering some of these listener questions, which I know you love doing as well.
Yeah, me too.
The
me
next
too.
One comes from Andrea from Orange County, California. Guys, I hear a lot about out-of-state investors owning and flipping many properties they've never seen in person due to today's advanced technology. And by advanced technology, she's probably talking about Google Maps and things that can give you street views and you can do walkarounds. Is this something that you recommend? And are there any situations where you feel like you must go visit your out-of-state property before purchasing it?
Okay, great, great question.
Awesome.
There's a couple
question.
Of different things to splice through here.
Yep.
First, she asked owning and flipping, I think, right? And those are two completely different things. So I don't know of anybody who thinks it's a good idea to try to flip houses without being there. Okay. The thing about flipping is you're taking something that needs to get, I mean, if you could buy a house, put it this way, in a good real estate market, in a good economy for a discount, something is wrong with it. Okay. Something is wrong with it. It isn't just because somebody is ignorant as to the value of their home and wants to do you a favor and sell to you at a discount. So something's wrong. You need to understand what's wrong. And then if what it is condition, it's in very, very poor condition, well, then I don't like the idea of renovating a house from a distance. I know that people get ripped off when that happens. They wind up, you know, you need to be there for flipping. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. Now, for owning, that could be different, right? If you're buying a house that's in outstanding condition, there are platforms out there. Own America is one. Roofstock is one. Home Union is one. There are a couple places out there where you can buy a property that's been pre-inspected. I don't think you need to be there yourself, but somebody who you pay needs to go inside. And that's the point. So let's say you're going to buy something. You go on ownamerica.com, you find something, you're from Orange County, and you decide you want to buy in Texas because you like the fundamentals in Texas. You're completely right. So you find something in San Antonio, you want to buy it. You're not going to have to hop on a plane to go to San Antonio. In fact, you can go into contract based upon the seller's assertion of the condition. Mm-hmm. Not even photographs, okay? You can go into contract, say, okay, this house works for me. The yields, the numbers all work for my plan. The seller says it's in a condition that it doesn't need much work. And I'm going to go ahead and put my deposit down, and I'm going to have 15 days of a due diligence period to get in there and actually verify the condition. And at the end of the 15 days, if I don't like what I see, I can get out. Now, I wouldn't be the one going in the house myself because I can't tell whether it needs a roof. I'd be hiring somebody to go and inspect the property. And so you could do that too. I think it's great to see it yourself with your own two eyes. But I know it's a terrible idea that nobody from your team sees it. So you hire an inspector. It costs $100, $200. Somebody goes through. They give you a very detailed report of exactly what's wrong with the property, which is what you want to know. And in a lot of cases, this is important. In a lot of cases, you can get a scope in that same report, meaning it needs counters, okay? It needs carpet, it needs paint, and here's what those things are going to cost. The garage door is off the tracks. Here's what's going to cost for a new garage door. The HVAC only has another season at best. Here's what it will cost to fix that. If you can get, like, in other words, home inspectors do an engineering inspection. They cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and they're from licensed and certified engineers, but they don't do a scope. And so for me, my main focus is I want somebody competent to go in there and tell me what's wrong with the place, but also tell me what it's going to cost to fix, because then I can go to the seller and say, I offered you $220 for this house based upon the condition being very good. I found $6,000 worth of things that need to be fixed, so I want to discount the price by $6,000. This happens every day, and the seller either says, oh, you got me. I wasn't lying. I just didn't know because a tenant lived in the house and I wasn't aware.
Yep.
So I'll either discount the $6,000 or I'll send my guy in to fix those things. Then you extend your due diligence period. The point is you got to see it, or somebody from your team has to see it. But it's a good idea to look in other markets if you're from Orange County, California, where you can't generate a yield because the houses and the taxes are too expensive. It kind of blocks you out from single family. So I think it's a good idea to find another place elsewhere and just get somebody to go in there for you.
Yeah, it's like one of those things when you do a Carfax, and it's like you only do a Carfax, but you're also not going to do a 150-point inspection on your car, and you're in California, but your car is in, say, Michigan somewhere. You need to do the inspection. Pay the $150 or $175. So you know unequivocally you're not buying a lemon, and you're getting this inspection on this car done from a professional. The exact same thing with a house inspection. I would even go as far as getting a survey, right? Make sure that there are no easements, you're not intruding on anybody's property. These types of things matter. Otherwise, you will inherit problems, and then you'll have to deal with them accordingly. I just don't understand like how people can buy cars without seeing them, or at least paying a professional to do an inspection.
But you know, the analogy is, the interesting thing to your analogy is that you don't actually have to test drive them. Okay, that's the thing, is that the idea that you could buy a car, if you were going to buy a late model car and you got to inspect it, and the person said, it runs, it drives, I test drove it, it looks good, it's got a ding here, it's got a, you know, needs new tires in the front. Okay, good, now I have the inspection and I can buy, and if it gets to me and it's a piece of junk, it doesn't drive, I've made a mistake. But you actually, I mean, I've bought cars from across the country without doing a test drive. But the inspection, that guy did the test drive. And so it was good enough, and both times it worked out.
And that's why you pay professionals. That's exactly why you have them in your life. All
right. You avoid mistakes that way, right?
100%. All right. Next question. I think that was an awesome question, first of all, Andrea. Thank you so much for that. Second question, or I would say the third question, comes from Danny in New York. I live in New York City, your old stomping grounds, Greg. And I want to invest within an hour's drive. I can tell Greg is a New Yorker. Where, let me guess, is it his overall general attitude toward life?
I live in North Carolina, so I don't know what he's talking about. I'm a North Carolinian.
Right. Is that what they really call them, North Carolinians?
Yeah.
Man, that's a mouthful. Where should I invest? I have $250,000 in cash.
Okay, $250,000 in cash, and he wants to stay within an hour of New York? Well, here's the thing about New York is that the taxes are super high. Same with New Jersey. And so what tends to happen, and the prices are high. So what tends to happen when the prices go up higher and the taxes go up higher, the rents don't necessarily keep up. So like in the last question about Davenport or about Iowa, I made the reference to the fact that the prices are low and the rents aren't as low. I mean, in proportion with each other. When the prices are low, the rents still stay high. Like, people are going to buy a $100,000 house, they're still going to rent it for $800. You could buy a $180,000 house in New York, the suburbs, and still be paying, you know, $1,100 in rent. And so it doesn't quite keep up. So for that reason, it's not a great place to get a yield. However, if you go further out, Connecticut's an interesting thing because the taxes are lower in Connecticut, but you can go into the multifamily space. Multifamily is really interesting. You know, when you can get, in a single-family home, you get $2,000 a month in rent. But if you buy a two-family home in the same town, you get $1,500 a month for each apartment. Mm-hmm. Right? So now the same amount of square footage, you're getting $3,000 a month rent instead of $2,000 a month. That's where almost anywhere, in almost any direction outside of New York, Queens into Long Island, Connecticut, Westchester, Rockland County, into New Jersey, Staten Island, in any of those places, you can find two- and three-family properties. They're not quite the same as single-family because you're never going to sell them to a home buyer later on, which is one of the advantages we talk about with single-family homes. But I would say two- and three-family houses in growing neighborhoods that are improving in and around the city would work really well.
What do you think about Long Island City now that it's become HQ2 or HQ3 for Amazon? Do you think that we should redo our strategy to go all in into Long Island City? 5 seconds, maybe 10 seconds.
It's definitely going to make a big difference in Queens. And so that should have been my first answer to Danny from New York, was check out something in Queens on a train line that's accessible with a couple of stops to Long Island City.
There you go. Winner. Hey, that's why, you know, we do this thing together. I got your back. All righty. That ends the show. Thanks so much, Greg. It's so much fun having you on, as always.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. We got to go and end the show. I'll tell you what. Head on over to OwnAmerica.com. Get in touch with Greg. Got questions, Greg, at OwnAmerica.com. Questions for me, ThinkRealtyRadio.com is where I live. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips. ¶¶
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.